Welcome to Coffee with the Sarlows. We are your hosts of the show, Karen and Kelly Sarlo. Whether you're struggling with grief or you just need answers, we connect you with spirit to find relief, clarity, and direction in life. We can help you move forward.
Good morning, Kelly.
Hi.
I have made up two names already for today's show.
Okay.
The client that sees me, we're going to name her Pepper.
Cute.
Mm-hmm. And I named the other person in the session. Well, there's a couple of people in the session, but the two we need to name are Pepper and Ginger.
Okay.
And at the very beginning of the session, Pepper says to me, Karen, do you think that you could tell me anything that you get about a woman named Ginger? And I said, yes. I said, I love this kind of question to the spirit guides. Just let me download what I call a file, and then I'll tell you everything I get. And she said, okay. So the spirit guide said, okay, Ginger is her sister. And I said, oh, that's cool. That's just a simple validation right off. And I said, Pepper, I'm being told that you're asking about your sister. And she goes, I am. She says, but I was told not to tell you anything. She says, I'm not here to test you. I was just told not to tell you things, and that you would get your downloads and then just tell me whatever you got. And she says, I'm truly here just to listen. And she says, to be very respectful, I'm just really looking for certain things, and I will say them to you. She says, could you elaborate in any way? She says, I've been coached how to talk to you. Could you elaborate in any way about Ginger? So the guide said, absolutely. And they began by explaining that it had a lot to do with Mom. So I'm just going to say Mom. I'm not going to name Mom so that everybody stays focused that I've got two sisters. Pepper's the one that's asking all the questions in the session, and that Mom is the third person that really comes in quite a bit in the entire session. And the guide said, we need to talk about Mom first in order to understand everything. Oh, pardon me. We're going to talk about Mom, but we want to explain the soul contract first. So they give me the soul contract between Pepper and her mother. And she says, okay, she says, I would like to hear that, whatever that means. And I said, well, I said, when I read the soul contract, what the guides are explaining is that your mom does things to you in this lifetime that are very unhealthy. And the soul contract is for you to recognize and choose health, choose to be and to educate yourself, choose decisions that mean that you move away from your mom. And she goes, move away? Like in what regard? Like elaborate. And the spirit guide said, oh, we mean to the point where you have little to no contact at all. And if you go full 100% no contact with Mom, that's the ultimate goal. Because Mom has no desire to be self-aware, to educate herself, to get any kind of therapy, to do anything in any regard other than to continue her patterns and to keep the focus of attention in the family on meeting her needs. And she said, okay. She says, this is very cool to hear. I never thought I could call up a complete stranger and hear about what's been going on in my life. And then also hear that this is part of my soul contract. Could you read more about that? And I said, yes. I said, the spirit guides are saying that this is your lifetime for independence. It's your lifetime to figure out who you are. And you can't do that with this type of mom. And I said, now it has to do with the type of mom and the type of person that your mom is. That doesn't mean that this show is going to apply to every single person listening, but it applies to Pepper and to her family because Mom is very unhealthy and unwilling.
It also does apply to everyone listening because it's a choice.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Okay. Like there's soul contracts, right? Where it's written into your contract that you are going to be presented with different opportunities and lessons. And we have free will,
right? So we can decide, I want to play out this contract with this person to get these lessons, or, and whichever you want to choose, I can choose to not engage with this person and learn in other ways.
Yeah.
And so I think, you know, people can listen and decide for themselves, is that something that I want to entertain for me? Does that feel like something that could be healthy for me?
Right. So the contract here, Cal, just to repeat that, is very solidly for Pepper to be able to choose her own healthiness. And she said, could you elaborate on that healthiness issue, please? And I said, well, yeah. I said, Pepper, I said, it's all aspects of health. She goes, are you sure about that? I said, yes, because they're all connected. I said, you can't separate them. I said, we've come to a time on earth where we understand now that your mental, your physical, your spiritual, your emotional, all levels of health are connected. And she went, oh, I think I've been learning a little bit about that lately. She said, so that validates something for me. She said, so you're saying that it's equally as important for my physical health to leave unhealthy relationships as it is for my mental and my emotional health. She says, you're saying it's equal across the board. And I said, absolutely. Okay. She says, I'm really happy to hear that. She says, keep going. What else about the soul contract with my mom? And I said, well, it's to become an independent person where you learn later to engage in relationships with healthy people in interdependent ways. And so we had a little conversation around independence and interdependence and the attachment styles. And she went, ooh, she says, I was hoping you were going to talk about the attachment styles. I've been learning about them lately. She said, so you're talking about the fact that if I stay in this environment with my mom and with Ginger, my sister, that it's going to be more difficult for me to move towards a secure attachment style and be a secure person. You're saying that if I stay in this relationship and they are both insecure people, that there's more of a challenge for me to stay in insecure and that I will be engaged in some of the games. She says, they play games constantly. So I'm going to get sucked in.
I'm going to illustrate something for people. Because I'm not sure why, but attachment styles seems to very much confuse people, even though it also like enthralls them. The image that comes to my head all the time when we're talking about any one of the insecure attachment styles is you, an individual, as a baby, a wide-eyed baby, looking at mommy or daddy or whoever your parents were, like, oh my God, are you going to come to me?
Mm.
When you have a parent who you know, because now you're an adult, who you know is not willing or cannot consistently come to that wide-eyed baby who is asking for love and attention and affection and care, then you will never be able to feel secure. Right?
Yeah.
Because your fixation in staying in the relationship is, will these wide eyes earn me love? If I stare at you longer and look at you longer and beg you with these big eyes, will you come to me? Like, it's just going to create ongoing health issues,
mm-hmm.
right? Mental, physical, and emotional.
Yeah.
When you decide to turn away from them and give your attention to the people who you actually are witnessing consistently show up for you and consistently meet your needs, then you have the opportunity to develop a secure attachment style. And your eyes don't stay wide,
mm-hmm.
right? You're not looking with a pleading look. You're looking going, okay, this is great. Okay, this feels good. There's a healthy assessment. There's a relaxing of the eye muscles, if you can put it that way, right? Where it's like, okay, I can sink into this moment. You're not getting a hug and staying wide-eyed like, are they going to pull away?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like there's a totally different energy and ability for you to soften.
Yeah. So then she said, could you quickly just go right into and say something about the contract with Ginger too? And the spirit guide said, yes, that Ginger was still in the wide-eyed stance with her mom and that she was still looking for her mom's consistency in being there to love her and to say that you are worthy. And she said, oh my God. She goes, that is so true. And I said, and your sister Ginger doesn't know about the attachment styles. And she goes, yep, not because I haven't tried. She goes, I've tried. And I said, yeah, but she doesn't want, just she doesn't want to know about them. She wants to stay fixated on mom. And she goes, yeah, tell me about that. And I said, well, I said, the spirit guides are saying that Ginger is the youngest in a big family. And she goes, that's true. And I said, I'm going to hit pause. And I said, the guides want to go into explaining some other things. I said, this is a really big file. And she said, yep, you go right ahead. She says, I'm just looking for understandings today. Probably answers to a lot of questions that I've asked subconsciously and consciously. She says, so I'm just going to listen. You go ahead. So I explained what the guides downloaded, and it was this. Mom has a huge family. There's 13 children, I think she validated. Yes, 13, because she said, correct, a baker's dozen. But they came in two groups. So there are 8 children in the first group. And at that time, Mom thinks at the end of the 8 children, I have a massive family. I don't want any more. I also don't want to stay home. I also don't want to change diapers. I don't want to cook anymore. I don't want to do all this laundry. I got to get out of here. I'm going crazy. And so she figures, okay, I'm done pregnancies. I'm done birthing. I am so freaking done. And Dad's attitude is, oh my Lord, no, we're Catholic. We're going to keep having children just as long as you're fertile. And Mom's attitude is, I don't think so. My body can't handle it. My mind can't. My emotions can't. I'm not competent, and I'm not even doing a good job at the first date. And now I want out. So Mom decides, I'm going to work. I don't want to do this. And she goes to work for a little while, but she works in her own home. So, which any woman listening to this is going to go, oh, no, Mom. You can't work in your own home when you've also got all of these children. So she tries to run a business in her own house while she's also caring full time for all of these kids. So there are several years off where she actually doesn't have any.
Off. Yeah, fucking right. Every woman just laughed at that.
Oh, yeah. But I'm saying off of pregnancies. I'm not saying off of mothering and all of the responsibilities of home care and raising children. I'm saying off of pregnancies. So she has several years off where there are no more pregnancies. And she thinks, oh, thank God, God's finally on my side. Because they're also, she's religious, so she's got these beliefs that God is finally caring for her and hearing her prayers and all of this stuff. And then lo and behold, Pepper comes along. She's got a pregnancy. And I'm going to say after that, she has more children. Because you've heard, she's got 13 in total. Pepper is the 9th out of 13. So there are more kids. And Mom is just like, okay, fine then. I have to have these children because the church says I can't use birth control. We're Catholic and I can't, but I am putting my foot down and I am not staying home and I am not raising these kids. I'm going to work. So as Pepper ages, and I'm just going to say age appropriately, because I'm not saying as a newborn, she's taking, or a 2-year-old, that she's taking care of a brand new baby, but she's always taking care of these children. And I'll say, well beyond her abilities.
Then you can't say age appropriately.
Oh, okay. I'm trying to word this properly so people understand.
Why?
Maybe I just can't even.
Properly sounds like you're trying to be appropriate. And it doesn't sound like the decisions that were made were appropriate.
Good enough, Kelly.
Now, I want to preface that by saying, like, this poor fucking woman.
Yes.
Unfortunately, is put in a position of powerlessness.
Yeah.
And is trying to figure out how to assert some kind of control over her own life.
Yes.
At the expense of the last 5.
Yes. Exactly.
So I'm saying, like, it's inappropriate and there's compassion for this woman whose life has been destroyed.
Yes. Very much. So Pepper then gets told in this session what happens here, that Mom is quite angry with her because she's the first of all of these babies that are coming.
And she's not allowed to be angry with her husband.
That's right. And she's not allowed to be angry with God. And she's not allowed to be angry with the Catholic Church. So it doesn't leave a whole lot of other people to be angry at, other than these children that are coming and the older children that are taking away from the life she now thinks and believes and wants for herself, with some level of autonomy, independence, financial stability, her own financial independence, right? Because now the finances are always dependent on what the husband says. So Pepper comes along and she is put into this position of, you are going to raise these younger children. Mom's gone out to work and you are going to take care of the home. You're going to do all of these things that I'm going to say Mom used to do, because there also isn't a maid and a cook and professional people coming in to do these things. So Pepper's younger brothers and sisters very much see Pepper in the role of a mom figure because Mom's gone to work. So when they come home from school, you know, want something to eat, help with homework, whatever, there's a variety of things. Can I go to so-and-so's house to play? Can I go outside? They have to ask Pepper all of these things. And she's the one that makes these decisions and is put in the role of mom over the siblings, which does go well to some degree, but also doesn't. So especially as they age now, because Pepper at this time of this session is an older, mature woman. These are all women and brothers and sisters like in their 50s, 60s, 70s. They're not kids anymore. But what happened over the years was her brothers and sisters, especially the younger ones, want a relationship with the biological mom. So Pepper eventually gets pushed out because there's a desire with these younger brothers and sisters to have a connection to their mom. And mom decides over time, I also don't want Pepper around because now that I'm aging and I'm retired and I want to have some fun with my children and my grandchildren and I want them to meet my needs as well, I don't want Pepper around to interfere with all of that. I want all of this attention for myself. So I said to Pepper, you end up getting pushed out of the family for two reasons. One, because mom wants you out because she wants to be in the position of mom now, because the role of mom is very different. It's not caring for the children. She believes it's mom where children are supposed to care for her, so she wants to step into that now. And your siblings want their mom that they didn't get all this time. They want that relationship with her. So you get pushed out on both sides. And she goes, this is exactly what I came for. She said, this is exactly what I came to hear. So Pepper says to me, this is exactly what I came for. She said, you are a complete stranger. It's what I needed to hear. She said, I was hoping that I would understand why my brothers and sisters have behaved this way. And she says, I was hoping to understand my mom and Ginger. And she says, I was really trying to figure out, like, Ginger's one of, and I was focused on asking questions about her, but she says, you've put her in the group with a group of siblings. And she says, which has actually helped me quite a bit understand the dynamics in my relationship with her. And she says, the dynamics with my mom and several of my siblings. She says, I'm happy to hear that in the soul contract, the choice at the very beginning of the session that I'm supposed to make in this life is to choose my own health. And that if I choose my own mental health, that my emotional, my spiritual, and my physical health are all attached. And that every decision I make towards that, those health issues or those healthy decisions, pardon me, are going to affect every aspect of my life. And she says, I'm going to hold to that. And she says, I'm going to say, thank you so much. I want to come back again to be able to ask about different things. Can I? And I said, absolutely. She said, this was so helpful, Karen, to be able to walk away and be able to breathe a little differently today, to be able to sink into knowing that what I've done in the past was part of the contract and that I am living that out to the best of my ability towards my health. She said, that's the goal. Thank you.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for listening to Coffee with the Sarlows. If you enjoyed the show today, help spread the love with a like, share, or review of the podcast. See you next Saturday with a brand new episode.